This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Greg Smith of The City, an online journal of New York City. He's a reporter, and we've been speaking of the rat infestation of New York City public housing. Greg also points to other things that were let go during the COVID. That was rent collection because people were not working outside. And New York City public housing, New York State public housing, describes people who have outside jobs. And COVID made it, the COVID interruption made those impossible. So there's back rent due. And my memory is that it's a big number, something like 6,000 per unit is my memory. Greg will help me on this. And the last time we talked, there was a negotiation between the Albany Senate, the Albany legislature, and the governor. Since then, the governor, Kathy Hochul, has introduced a housing initiative in the new budget. And I've gotten lost as to where the negotiation is for these people who owe back rent and couldn't earn it during the crisis, but are last in line for the augmentation offered by Albany. Where is the story now, Greg? We have a few minutes.
Sure. Basically, what happened was the governor, Governor Kathy Hochul, proposed this fairly ambitious affordable housing initiative to try to get housing built in New York City and New York State, which is incredibly crucial, by the way. And the legislative leadership didn't like her plan. And as a result, her plan has been kind of put on hold for the moment. And they're trying to get aspects of the plan approved by the legislature. But in the process of getting what she wants, she is, I am told, not supportive anymore of funding emergency rental assistance for public housing tenants, unless she gets what she wants. And so it's become a poker chip in the ongoing budget dance that's unfolding right now in Albany. And all bets are off. I couldn't tell you right now whether this is all going to come through. I do know that the public housing is hurting because of this. Because this is $450 million at this point in New York City alone. And so what will happen up in Albany that will affect the lives of so many people down here in New York City? It's anybody's guess.
Well, I'm interested to know, is it a priority in Albany, this housing budget? We have 30 seconds. Does the governor speak of it? Does she plan to use other leverage? 30 seconds.
That is definitely a priority, but it's because there are multiple players involved in this. There's no way to really have a clear picture of where it's all going to land, but it's going to land soon because they're already 2 weeks overdue.
Greg Smith, a reporter for the online The City Journal, about New York City public housing, about New York State public housing, and right now about what's not being done for the people who live there, rat infested, genuinely. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.